A Quarrel with Neighbors by Eddie I. Whiting. I remember the Lamson family distinctly when we lived at the Meadows. Arby, the only son, Polis, the father, and several girls. And how Grandma Isaacson scolded and fretted because they borrowed so often and forgot to repay things to make a meal, flour, molasses, and fresh meat if we had any. They had borrowed a lot of meat on the strength of the time when they were planning to kill their only cow. Finally, they sold their cow and all went by wagon from the Meadows to St. John's to buy supplies with the money their cow had brought. I distinctly remember going with my mother Mariah to their house, seeing the finery the girls had. Mother told them how nice it looked, and then how she and Grandma Isaacson scolded when we were back home. When we were at Lamson's, I thought they had done fine selling their cow. At home, I was soon convinced they were foolish for using the money from their only cow to buy finery, and they were rascals for not paying back the meat they had borrowed. I remember the storm Arby and one of the girls provoked by coming to our home just at that time, asking to borrow enough meat and flour for supper. Then Grandma Isaacson demanded to know why they had not thought of it until all their money was gone. From then on, I only remember a storm. Finally, Grandpa Isaacson stood up, gave them flour for a meal from his meager supply, and when they had left, told Grandma Isaacson and Mother to be thankful they were blessed with more sense, and to try to use it, and never criticize people not blessed with their judgment. I remember in after years, Mother telling how hard things were at the Meadows, how much Grandpa Isaacson gave to the people of his branch, and others who came along.